Hi, this is Rich Tarani with TMC and TMCNet, and today we've got the pleasure of speaking with Bruce Chatterley, who is the CEO of Speakeasy. Bruce, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing, Rich?
I'm doing very well. We were talking a little bit earlier about the weather and how things are getting a little bit better in Connecticut and where you're located. Tell me a little bit about where you guys are.
Well, we're out here in the great northwest in Seattle, where the weather is beautiful today after some snow yesterday, and, you know, just plugging along in this economy, which is a lot of fun.
Yes, yeah, a little bit of sarcasm detected there, and yes, we all understand exactly what you're talking about. And I'd mentioned to you that last time I was out to your office, I had walked around the corner and walked into what was the original Starbucks.
Yeah, actually, we're right down the hill or right down the street from Pike's Market, which is where the original Starbucks is.
And I didn't know it was the original Starbucks at first, but I saw a lot of tourists taking pictures outside, and it led me to believe that this Starbucks was different than the other 3,000 Starbucks that I've seen in the prior month.
Yep, that's right. It looks a little similar, but older.
Yeah, and it kind of had like a Chinatown feel to it, actually, that area.
Yeah.
So we're here to talk about what your company's been up to and some of the developments. And, you know, for those listeners who may be new to the IP communication space or who aren't as familiar with your company, could you give us a little bit of an overview, please?
Sure. You know, Speakeasy is a full-service broadband communications company that really builds solutions for the small business market primarily, and that's really defined by us as the businesses that have less than 100 employees, but we really skew down to the smaller side of that. 75% of our customers have less than 25 employees. We tend to serve people, businesses that are in the information-oriented economy. So these are either knowledge-based businesses or database businesses. And we offer what we call the business triple play, which serves the core IT and communications needs of every business. And that triple play is mission-critical data communications. We offer a full suite of dedicated service level agreement backed data connections, including things like T1, bonded T1, and then we have a suite of new products that we've launched in the last couple months called Business Ethernet, which is really the equivalent of a T1 but on steroids. We offer a 3 meg symmetrical connection for the price of a T1. We also offer a 5 meg connection and a 10 meg connection. So that's the data component. The second component of the business triple play is voice communications. And so we have a full suite of voice over IP-based communication solutions for small businesses. We offer that in a variety of different flavors. We offer it in a hosted voice variety, which is essentially all the functionality of a Fortune 500 PBX. With no PBX on the customer premises. So we host that in the sky and deliver that on behalf of small businesses. We also have a suite of services that allow businesses to leverage their existing phone system, if they have one, and take advantage of the cost savings of voice over IP, and that's called Integrated Access. So it's a product that combines voice and data into a single connection and delivers up to 45% cost savings for customers.
Is that similar to a SIP trunking offer that some other carriers may have?
Yeah, in fact, part of the reason we're talking today is a couple announcements that we're going to be making on Monday in that category, and it's probably good to pause now and talk about those. One is that we are announcing formally the general availability of Speakeasy SIP trunking.
Wow, great.
Along with an initial announcement of 4 IP PBXs that have been certified to work with our service, with an expectation that another 8 will follow soon. Those 4 would be Digium, Phonality, and Adtran. Actually, there's 3, an Adtran IP PBX. So that's the first announcement. So what that allows customers to do is connect an integrated voice and data connection directly into their PBX and get all the advantages of voice over IP without any additional hardware on site. The second announcement is, I talked about our business Ethernet product, and the second announcement is combining voice over IP over business Ethernet, which can create a very compelling set of price performance capabilities for small businesses. So, for essentially, here's an example of what one can do with this. For essentially about $680 a month, you can get 3 meg symmetrical data connection over Ethernet, 16 concurrent calls, and if all those 16 concurrent calls are on the phone at the same time, you still have 2.5 megabits of data available for data communication.
Wow.
So from a price performance standpoint, it's highly scalable. And if you look at the equivalent PRI type connection, that, and there really isn't a direct analog because this has twice the bandwidth, but if you look at the equivalent, this saves you up to 45% on versus traditional capabilities. So those are the two announcements that we're making on Monday.
Now, are there certain areas of the country where this is available and not, or not available?
It will be available nationally. So primarily in major metropolitan areas, we've deployed this the voice technology nationally. The Ethernet technology is deployed primarily in major metropolitan areas.
So when companies look at you and try to figure out who you compete with, do you, other than the ILEX, are there certain companies that you come up against that you want to talk about at all?
Well, what's interesting is that we believe that we target a segment of the market that's above certain competitive local exchange carriers and below other local exchange carriers. And so, you know, the average number of employees for our customers is somewhere between, you know, between 20 and 60, something like that. And there are companies like, for example, CBION that we think primarily target below that. And then there are other companies like, you know, the more traditional legacy CLEX like EXO and Paytech and those guys who target above that. And so we believe there's an underserved segment here that our solutions are ideally suited to.
That's great. Now, you also have the benefit of being part of a larger company, and do you want to go into that a little bit about your parent company and maybe some of the synergies that affords
right.
you and your customers?
Yeah, really exciting development for our company in May of 2007 was the sale of our company to Best Buy and the alignment with a division of Best Buy called Best Buy for Business. And the Best Buy for Business division is really developed to serve the needs of the millions of small business owners that come into Best Buy stores every day. And they've developed a suite of capabilities and sales channels that allow them to really consult on a full basis with customers to serve their full range of IT needs. And with Speakeasy now, they can serve not only the IT needs, computers, printers, those kinds of things, but also the customer's communications needs. And so over the last year and a half or so, we've been working on developing synergies, as you said. And I think you're going to see some pretty interesting news coming out in the coming months about how we're going to really begin to create a differentiated offering in combination with Best Buy.
That's great. Well, I'm waiting personally for the all-in-one quadruple play, which would throw in a large flat-screen TV with my voice over IP and my broadband. I don't know if that's on the roadmap.
Throw in for free, or?
Well, you bundle service providers, they subsidize things. You know, my cell phone I only paid $100 for, but it's probably, a $600 device. You know, service providers subsidize. maybe not the wired service providers, but the wireless ones do, right?
Actually, we've begun to do a quadruple and in some cases a quintuple play with Best Buy. We have examples of customers where they're building a new location and we've, together with Best Buy, offered the customer a solution that includes data communications, voice communications. The third leg of our triple play is managed services, so the ability to take a server out of your business location, put it in our data center, and we'll manage it on your behalf. A great example of that would be an Exchange server, for example. And so we have a customer on the East Coast where we've offered them, and they've taken a solution that includes data, voice over IP, managed servers, as well as the fourth component is a Geek Squad contract to not only build their initial LAN, but also to help them manage all that infrastructure over time.
Wow, and that really saves the company from having to deal with their own IT department and having to deal with having a tremendous amount of their infrastructure in-house and generators and battery backups and things like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, our value proposition is what we call the four S's. And the first S is customers are looking for a single provider to consolidate all of their communications and IT needs. You know, the business, especially in this economy, is complex enough, much less having to manage multiple vendors. The second S is a single bill, so they can manage all their costs in one place. You know, the third S is what we call one neck to grab. It's a single support interface. So I have one call to take care of any problem I might have in our infrastructure. And, you know, customers have told us over and over again they're sick of buck passing. You know, you call the cable company, they say it's someone else's fault, you know, and you spend your whole day on the phone. And then the fourth S is simple, predictable, flat rate pricing. And so we're offering services in a flat rate bundle where there are no hidden fees, you know, and no hidden usage fees, which is especially important in this economy. You know, you don't want to wake up one day and get a bill because a customer called a lot of long distance, or an employee called a lot of long distance one month.
Yeah, agreed. So that's great. So you really are adding on enhanced service after enhanced service, and you've got a parent company with real synergies, which is very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's really exciting. And I think the other thing to mention about our parent company is that, you know, even in this economy, in combination with Best Buy, we're probably one of the most financially stable and strong competitive communications providers serving small businesses today in America.
Well, there's no question that Best Buy is in a very interesting situation or interesting position in the market, having driven at least one competitor out of the market, if not more. So many of us who are shoppers are aware probably that it's one of the last remaining, consumer electronics shops out there where you can buy a flat-screen TV as a pure play. And I know that the analysts have recently upgraded the company as well just because of the better competitive environment.
Well, the power of Best Buy and Speakeasy together is that we share a core value, which is a passion for customers. And the reason that Best Buy has won in the marketplace is because they put the customer in front of everything else. And that drives all of their product initiatives, drives the service offerings, and drives how they interact with customers. And I think together with that core value, we're gonna do well in this economy, because the bottom line, Speakeasy is in the business of saving small businesses money, period, and making them more productive. And so we have, I think, the ideal value proposition for this economy, and as proof of that, in the last 2 to 3 months, our sales are up versus other people in business in general, and we see an acceleration going into this year that's going to be really powerful.
And that was the last 2 or 3 months?
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing I think to think about that we're really excited about is not only do we save customers money, but in a recession, I think it's a pretty well-known fact that there are more small business startups than in any other economic cycle. And that target is an ideal segment for our service. You know, you don't have to buy any equipment. You don't have to have any servers. You just go to Speakeasy and get set up to be in business.
That's great. Well, I appreciate it. Are there any other things that we should know as we conclude?
Well, the only thing I would say relative to our announcements on Monday is that we now have a full suite of communications services for small businesses, whereas before these announcements, in particular SIP trunking and then integrated voice and data access, a customer really needed to be at an inflection point. They either needed to be moving or out of gas on their PBX, and then they would look at hosted PBX service. Now, really, all we need to do with a customer is ask them for their phone bill, And if they give us a copy of their phone bill, we'll show them how we can save them money, regardless of how they get service on their premises. And so we think that's a really powerful way to accelerate the benefits of voice over IP in the marketplace, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, and I can tell from your voice that you've got passion for what you're doing, and I'm very excited to continue to see your company grow and see what happens in the future with these new initiatives. I can tell you, SIP Trunking, we recently had our internet telephony show this month in Miami, and the SIP Trunking sessions were, as they've been in the last couple of years, absolutely mopped. Hundreds of people in them.
Yeah, and one of the things that I didn't mention is that we have a network of 8,000 independent IT consultants that sell on our behalf nationally.
Wow.
And one of the things that they're doing is they are adopting the Asterix open source PBX technology and basically building their own PBXs. And that's why we've certified the Asterix technology, the core engine that drives that, as our first PBX technology for SIP trunking. And so what's going to happen there is that's just going to explode. The Asterix market is just going to explode.
Yeah, and I've seen that as well. The Asterix World area of the Internet Telephony Show, that was a co-located event that the GM sponsored, and it was extremely busy. And in this economic environment, people are looking to save in open source, whether you're going to Finality or whether you're going with Digium Solutions. They are really set to grow.
And again, on Monday, we'll announce that we've certified Digium, Finality, as well as Adtran.
Fantastic. A lot of Huntsville, Alabama companies.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been down there, so I know that area really well. And I guess we've got Finalities on the West Coast, I think in Los Angeles.
They're in Los Angeles, yes.
That's great. So, well, thank you so much. We've been talking today with Bruce Chatterley, who's the CEO of Speakeasy. My name is Rich Tarani. I'm the president and the group editor-in-chief here at TMC and TMCNet. Thank you so much for listening today and for being, someone who's been consuming this podcast/interview. And if you want to learn more about me or you want to see future writings or other interviews, please just check out Tarani.com. And Bruce, your website, the best place for people to visit?
www.speakeasy.net.
Thanks so much, and goodbye.
Thanks a lot.